Before we forget, talking about that completely. Well, I need Matt to. We need him to air his grievances.
Please, yes.
I've got a
hear ye, hear ye.
I've got mixed feelings about this, and it could be at concerts or sporting events. When do you guys feel it is appropriate to stand up from your seat and have other people in your row stand up so you can leave or return to your seat? Is it any time? Is it maybe after an at-bat at a baseball game or once the inning is over? Hockey, I think sometimes the ushers tell you to wait until there's a stoppage in play. Do you guys have rules for yourself?
I do. I try to be as non-intrusive to others as possible, and it's even caused me to buy season tickets that were on the aisle.
Yeah.
Because back in the day, I remember going with my dad, you know, and we would be at the game. He didn't care. If he had to go to the bathroom, he was standing up and getting out. And nobody was going to stop him, you know.
Yeah.
So I was like, okay. So when I got my season tickets, I'm like, we're going to have an aisle seat so my dad won't disrupt people.
Yeah.
But in concerts specifically, you must wait to leave or to come in at the end of a song.
I agree
you
with that.
Cannot interrupt in the middle of a song.
Right.
That's where I have the most strident feelings about it over any of the sporting events, because you can look around the guy at the Blues game or the you know the baseball game.
It only takes a quick second, but there's a chance you might miss something at a baseball game or a hockey game. So I'm kind of glad the ushers at the Blues games and hockey games across the country, I'm sure they tell you, you know, hey,
they hold you back. Yeah,
they hold you back or wait till a whistle to get you seated.
Right.
And I saw a tweet online. There's a sign at Marlins game saying, please let this at-bat finish before returning to your seat.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah.
Now, Amy, do you suffer from, this is not a problem for Matt and I, but usually when I hang out with my friends who are a little shorter than me, they're the ones who sit, and something that never comes through my mind, oh yeah, I've got the tallest guy in the world sitting in front of me. Now I can't see anything.
That's a good point. So I think, one, I'm used to it, right? I've never experienced anything different. So if you are used to an unobstructed view all the time, the minute you have some type of obstruction, you're going to notice it.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm always used to some kind of obstruction, I really don't notice it unless I can't get around it. For instance, at a baseball game, a lot of times I will, if it's like, you know, men in front of me who are like, you know, kids you can see over, but if it's men, I'm just used to leaning to one side so I can see in between them.
Really?
And that I'm used to. The times when I notice it the most are concerts where you're standing.
Yeah.
Because then sometimes I feel like you're just kind of
watching the screen.
Yeah, you're watching the screen because there may be a moment for you to look between the two people in front of you, but there's inevitably someone right there because you're all jammed in like sardines.
Mm-hmm.
So I think standing concerts is when I notice it the most, where I could be completely obstructed.
See that, Matt? We got height privilege, you and
yeah.
I.
Mm-hmm. So this is for you, Kelly. You and I are both over 6 feet tall. When you're in the front row, for a quick second, I feel bad, like, oh, there's probably people behind me. I look around, there are people, like, you know, short people behind me. But then I think, why should I feel bad? I can't help this. Like,
right.
I'm not going to not be in the front row to see my favorite band or whatever because of my height. Like, it's beyond my control. I'm here. I got the spot. Sorry, I'm not going to give it up.
Yeah.
I know it sucks for the people behind me, but what, I'm supposed to go to the back row now because I'm over 6 feet tall?
Well, honestly, I've never been a big timer like you and been in the front row of a concert.
Well,
so I don't know what that experience is like, but I do know about being in a
concert. Usually in the sphere. Yeah.
I do understand what you I do understand what you mean about, though, standing up, because at a concert, sometimes people don't stand up and stuff,
yeah.
And then I'm always looking over because I'm so big. I'm the person they're going to throw things at.
Yeah.
They're not going to throw it at Amy unless I put her on my shoulders.
Yeah.
Then they'll throw something at her, but they're not going to throw it at her.
I'm so aware of I'm obstructing somebody. So the worst is the people sitting down when I'm standing up.
Man,
I know.
A bug?
A bug. Yeah. The toddler behind me. Listen, buddy, it's not my fault. Grow up. But I, like when you're at a hockey game or a concert, I guess it's usually a concert, and maybe the people in front of you and the people in front of them are standing up, but the people behind you are sitting down. What do you do?
Sorry, it's a cascade.
Yeah.
If the people in front of you are standing up, you have the right to stand up. And if that means, and what we're, it feels really uncomfortable at a concert where maybe there are older people who are sitting behind you and you're just like, I'm sorry, what am I to do?
What am I supposed
to
do?
I've got butts in my face too. Which is what happens if you're sitting and everybody else is standing.
It does. Yeah. So my baseball rule, Matt, about like your own personal rules, mine is you leave at the end of a half inning, you return at the end of an at-bat. I never leave in the middle of an at-bat.
Right. No, so you wait till the end of an inning. You know what? That's a good point. Yeah. But you can wait once somebody's done batting, you can go down and get
your seat. Yeah.
I'll do you one more. If it's, say the Cardinals are playing the Cubs, there's Cardinals fans behind you and the Cubs are batting. I feel like the Cardinals fans behind me probably care less about the Cubs batting. You know, like I'm more willing to get up when the opponent is batting than when the home team is batting.
Do you do it when you mean batting? Do you mean in between batters or do you mean actually like even while someone's in the
I'll wait till an at-bat. I'll wait till an at-bat is over.
Yeah.
But I'm more willing to get up when my team is not.
Yeah. In fact, I remember being at the Dodger game with you, and you were like, when Shohei came up, you're like, I'm going to take a, I've got to go to the bathroom.
I wouldn't miss Shohei for anything.
That's the worst. Though I do feel like for a while that I'd have the worst timing when I would get up during a Blues game, because at least with the Cardinals or with a baseball game, if you get up when the other team's batting, you know you're not going to miss your home run.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
But I swear for a while, every time I went to the bathroom, the Blues would score. You hear the horn, the fog horn. You're like, ah!
You know when I was most scared as a child was when we would leave Cardinal games after a Cardinal victory when I was a little guy. I'm talking about when everybody else is waist height. And there was, this is probably before both of your time, when we had the old stadium and there was that walkway coming out. And you're like a bunch of cattle, but you're a little kid. So you're with large human beings and your face is down next to everybody and you're jammed together.
Yeah, it's creepy.
It scared me. So, I hated it when I was a kid. I was like, can we leave earlier? Can we stay little till everybody else goes?
I felt that in the old arena. Remember, because the concourse was a ramp.
Uh-huh.
I was so young, and I didn't go there a lot, but I just remember the ramp getting really crowded as you walked around to your seats.
Especially at a Blues game. They were rowdy back there at the old arena.
Oh, they would have fights in the parking lot. Speaking of that, we have a 314. Mention that several people in my section at Enterprise Center yell, wait for a whistle, when someone gets up during play at Blues games.
Nice.
Yeah.
I have a guy close to my section and he does it every time. And I always think, I want to do this when it comes to the end of a period. Like, you know, there'll be 1 minute and 2 seconds. He'll yell, hey, announcer, how much time's left?
Oh, my gosh, yes,
and then what's his name will say, there's 1 minute remaining in the period. Yes. And I was like, I wanted to remember to do that. And I never do.
No, don't be that guy.
I don't want to be that guy.
I think he's still around because he must be 100 years old. Because I remember that when I was younger. And I know I heard that as a couple of years ago. Yeah.
Hey, because, well, it happens 3 times a game.
Do you guys know the honk, honk, honk guy at the Blues games?
The one that throws the towel?
No, there's a guy, a season ticket holder.
Let's go, Blues.
But he says honk, honk, honk.
Okay.
He doesn't have a horn.
Oh, he just says honk,
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 and everybody
honk,
responds?
Well, some of the people around him, but it's a little too much where if I had season tickets by the honk, honk, honk guy, I think I would get a little fatigued.
Yeah, you'd be giving him a conk, 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 conk.
I'd be like, hey, buddy.
Yeah.
real quick, I got to share with you guys. When I was younger and I'd go to games or even concerts with my dad, he'd always make us leave like a few minutes early. They'd beat the traffic and beat the, you know, massive people. So we're at a Blues game. We're leaving, you know, 2 or 3 minutes left in the final period. And we're like, we're in the car and listening to the game on the radio now because that's how early we left. And we're missing some huge fight. And I'm so angry at my dad. And I just hear, I think Chris Kerber yelling, Barrett Jackman's beating the crap out of this guy. And like, I'm missing this huge end of game brawl because I'm hearing it on the radio. I'm not at the game anymore. I'm just looking at my dad like,
well done there, big guy.
Can't believe we left and missed all of this.
And then did he say to you like Clark Griswold does, but Matt will be home before everybody else. Remember when they go to Wally World and he parks in vacation, they park in the very back. So we'd be able to leave first.
Well, I will say why are we just talking about this? I can't remember, but I think a lot of people changed their methodology of leaving early or not leaving early after the game 6 David Freeze, the comeback, we'll see you tomorrow night. I think that rocked a lot of people's worlds and their theories of leaving early.
Because but why would you ever leave a playoff or a World Series game?
I mean,
you just can't leave. You're so privileged to be there.
Yeah.
That leaving early kind of shows that you're kind of a tool.
We were at the, I went to a World Series game with my friend, and we were at the top of the parking garage, the couple's garage.
I know.
That one. And we made a bet. Like, it was like an over-under of 45 minutes of getting out of the garage. And I want to say it was 49 minutes
it took us
to get out of that garage. Yeah. But it was worth it. It's the World Series.
Was that a victorious game? Because everybody just honks their horns then, and that's annoying when you're in a parking garage for 45 minutes.
That's a great question. It was game five. Did we win or lose game five? And the reason why I don't remember... because I don't.
You were drunk.
But it's because I was wasted. I was absolutely plastered. No, it was because I don't care. Because I had tickets. I had tickets to game six, and I gave them up because I had a hockey game with this collegiate team, and I thought I was doing the right thing.
You didn't even get to play, did you?
I didn't even play, and it was the worst night of my life, and I wish I had done the wrong thing, which is be selfish and go to game six. But instead, I went to game five, so I don't even care if we won or lost.
Yeah.
I was so sad. I had those tickets. I had the David Freeze game six tickets in my hand.
Oh, Amy. Miserable.